How's it shaping up? Have you got everything set up yet or what?
Yeah, absolutely. Just out there this weekend and just gone and, yeah, absolutely, the site's taking place. Marquee's going up at a rate of knots and, yeah, site's looking immaculate.
You got one extra day this year?
Yeah, absolutely. We've got from Wednesday the 5th of May to Saturday the 8th. Spread our numbers across 4 days and, yeah, we've had really great interest too, and all tickets now are sold out to the event across all four days.
Okay, and last year you had to do the cloud online, a huge success last year.
Yeah, so over a million page views to AgFest in the cloud last year, and certainly that's continuing this year from May 8 to 15. So after the paddock event, you'll be able to still jump online and see all those great exhibitors and access some great AgFest deals too for a week longer, not just in the paddock.
Right, I saw your press release about your disappointment at the cap on numbers for AgFest. So what's the situation? How many are you allowed each day?
Yeah, so as you know there, yeah, we are disappointed in the cap, and that is 10,000 people per day. So it is challenging that there is so much demand in Tasmania from Tasmanians and other people across Australia to want to attend AgFest, and that they're unable to get tickets to this iconic agricultural event. So we really are pushing and asking for the state government, the Tasmanian Health Department, to overturn this decision and certainly re-evaluate it and increase it to 15,000, which we know we can deliver safely and compliantly. And particularly when you look at just over the weekend, I think there was around 78,000 people attend the MCG for that football game. From right across the country they came in, and yeah, such big mixing there too. We've got a much bigger site at Quercus Park, and certainly, yeah, we've got the space to accommodate them.
Okay. How big is that site, by the way? I know it's massive, but how actually big is it?
So the whole site is 229 acres, and so that's, yeah, pretty big. I think in comparison, a football stadium might be around 30 or 40 acres, so, yeah, quite considerably bigger, but certainly we know that if we were at one person per 2 square metres on the static exhibition site, we can hold over 40,000 people. So we are only asking for 15, so we know it's really responsible, and we can deliver on it.
All right, but as it stands, all the tickets are gone.
Yeah, unless our numbers are increased, all tickets are sold out.
Obviously, you missed the physical AgFest last year, so you've had good support with traders backing it again and turning up and putting stalls up?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, fantastic support again. We've got over 500 exhibitors at this year's AgFest, which is slightly smaller than where we had been in 2019, but that's what you'd expect. We've lost some international exhibitors, but yeah, we're really excited that we've still got such great support, and around 65% of those being Tasmanian exhibitors.
All right, so all the info is online at agfest.com.au. It's an excellent website, and you can find a link there to AgFest in the cloud. All right, mate, thanks for that, and give you a call next week as we get a bit closer.
Thank you. Talk soon.
And actually, we'll see you, because we're doing a broadcast, I think, on the Thursday, Friday. Anyway, have a good day. Thanks for having a yarn.
Too easy. Thanks, and have a great day to your listeners and yourself.